Week 2022. We invite everyone to come to the front real quick for our time of worship. I'm going to lead in a quick prayer real quick to get the service going. Lord Jesus, I pray right now over the service. I pray anointing over everyone that's here, God, that something amazing would happen in their lives, Jesus, that this would be a truly transforming moment, Lord Jesus, God. I pray over everything that needs to be done, Lord Jesus, in today's world, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Set the captives free, then we won't stop till the whole Aren't you glad we have victory in the house today? Welcome to Youth Week, as Roman said, 2022. Today is the last day. It is happy and sad because us of a youth group, I am so proud of to be able to call all these people my peers and even better, my friends. And I feel that as a youth, we've grown together a lot. And I'm up here to do announcements, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to sneak a preach or anything, but we do have this really cool thing. It's a surprise. We have youth merch that we just came out with. Super awesome. So, get your youth merch. It's awesome. Alrighty. This is a connection card. So if you are new here, we encourage you to fill out one of these at the kiosk out back. So that's the connection card. So we have giving options also for our offering. You can give it at the offering box that is at the same kiosk that you fill this out at. You can mail it in or go to our website or give right through the Church Center app. Also, speaking of Church Center app, if you have not downloaded it, I encourage you please to download that. If you are in 7th to 12th grade, that is where we have our youth announcements, so I encourage you to download that and because that's where we announce stuff. Alrighty, September 11th, Sunday, is our baby dedication. So if you have a child that you want to get dedicated, that's the 11th of September. So, yeah. Now we have a Move the Mission promotion.
Is there a video?
Nope. All right. There's no video. It's just me. Sorry. All right. Well, as many of you know, we are currently ending our season for Move the Mission. So the final offering date, the last day to give, is today because everything needs to be in by the 28th, which is also today. Once again, you've heard it from many, many people, but we really encourage you to give and to just give back to the kingdom of God. There are ways that you can give, whether it's through the Church Center app, you can text to give. There is a plexiglass box out there. Or if you want to mail in, that would be great as well. And I am just so excited to see where this offering is going to go. I believe that this year for Wisconsin, our goal is around $100,000. And I do believe that is something that we can achieve because we have seen it firsthand that there are so many sacrificial givers, as well as Real McCoys this year. And if you don't know what that is, they're students that raise over $1,000 to give to Move the Mission. And they apply to become a Real McCoy. And it is just so special to see how God is just going to use them to continue giving to the kingdom of God. Yes, today is the last day to give, and we do encourage you to do that today at some point if you feel the burden on your heart. I guess that's all, but we can just give back to the kingdom of God. She told me not to do this, but we're going to do it anyways. So I would like to invite Alicia and Kyle McConville to the platform, please. Card and some flowers for you, but I would just like to say a few words of gratitude while I'm up here. In my life, we went through COVID my freshman year, so I really just didn't get the entire experience of being a high schooler in youth, which is a point apparently the pinnacle of like one's adulthood. But I am so grateful to have wonderful youth leaders and wonderful leadership that invest their time in us, that invest their money, their gas, or anything at the drop of a hat if they need to come pick us up or just to do something with us. I am so grateful that I have youth leaders that are willing to to do anything for us. And all throughout COVID, We still were able to do as many youth events as possible and to still make it fun. And, you know, they also have an amazing dog, too, which we also need to give credit for, who's at home because he has separation anxiety. But we love Benson. He is loved by all the youth. And I just wanted to say thank you to Kyle and Alicia for investing your time and everything into us.
Is this the right one?
There we go. I'm back up here again. But at this time, if you want to stand with us, and we ask you to join us at the front, we are going to go back into worship, and we are going to give God some praise.
There's no shadow that has ever overcome your life. There is no rival that could ever stand against your light. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, you've already won.
Despair as I sing out your name.
of my fear, I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Now all of my fear, I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Now all of my fear, I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. So all of my fear, I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing. Jesus has given.
to introduce our speaker today. He's our Wisconsin District 4 youth representative, and he's my future brother-in-law, Ryan Dembski.
Praise the Lord. I am so honored to be here. I really am. Yes, I am so honored to be here. I have seen so many of your faces at family camp. I had no idea you all came here. So I want to give honor to Brother and Sister Grant. I'm just so blown away that they're allowing me to come speak to you guys. I take the pulpit very seriously. I understand the influence that can come from behind the pulpit, so I'm so thankful. I want to give honor to Alicia and Kyle. What great youth leaders. Wow. Wow. I'm so impressed with them. I'm so impressed with them. I'm so impressed. I want to marry Rebecca to be in the same family as them. It's good to see Brother Seidel and Brother Kasky. They were my Purpose Institute teachers. I'm just so honored to be here. So you can be seated for a little bit. My name is Ryan Dembski. I don't know if they got my name up there. Ryan Dembski. I'm from Wisconsin Rapids, little country church in the middle of Wisconsin, in the middle of nowhere. It's just a small church. I think on Easter, sometimes we get 30 people. So it's a small church, so this is a little bit different. So I'm so excited. I used to, when I would be asked to preach places, I would always, when I first started, I would always pray, God, just let me get through this. I just want to get through this. Help me to just get through this. Can I just be transported to the end? And then that slowly transitioned to, God, I just really want to bring a word. I just want to bring a word. Help me to bring a word to your people. That's really the ultimate goal is, can I just bring something that you can take home? Bring something that can speak to you. With that, if you want to turn to James, I have a couple scriptures I'd like to start with. James 4:7. If you wouldn't mind standing for the reading of the word. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We're talking about victory today. 2 Peter 3:16. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Jesus, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your mercy, God. I pray that you would open up my mouth to speak your word this morning, that you would open up their ears to hear your word this morning, God. We love you, Jesus. Help us today. Help me today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. I learned a long time ago that young people's attention spans are not very long. So I learned pretty quickly how to preach short. So I can guarantee you I'm not going to keep you here too long. But I do believe God has given me a word. We're talking about victory today. We're talking about submission today. Submission is obedience and yielding to God. Submission is resistance to the devil. We look at the beginning of Genesis and we read about Eve in the garden. And in Genesis 2, we read that the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And we see Eve sitting in the garden, and the serpent is subtle and clever and wicked and comes into the garden and approaches Eve. And the first thing that the serpent does is challenge the word of God. The first thing that Satan does is manipulate the word of God. Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? What's interesting is not so much the manipulation that Satan has, but it's Eve's response in chapter 3, where she says, it says, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit. I just read that. What am I doing? From the tree. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. What's interesting to me was Eve's response to the serpent. She adds to what God said, and she takes away from what God says. Consider when Eve said, she omits the word freely. God said, you may freely eat of every tree in the garden. She omits that word. She minimizes God's goodness. She minimizes God's greatness and abundant generosity. She leaves out the word surely when she says, you shall die. Surely you shall die. She leaves that out. She minimizes the severity of the sin and the certain result of her choice. She adds to it. She says, we're not even supposed to touch the tree. Well, God never said that. She exaggerates the restrictions that God has placed on her. She twisted the word of God in such a way where she made herself vulnerable and susceptible to deception. She twists the word of God in such a way where she was able to be manipulated to fall. We're talking about victory today. Satan's response went from manipulating the word of God to completely contradicting scripture. When he says, you shall not surely die. He went from distorting God's word, manipulating it, changing it, to calling God a liar. And as a result, Eve looks at the fruit and she makes a decision herself that it's good for food. It's funny the lies that the devil tries to tell us as children of God. He tells us we're missing out on the pleasures of this world. He tells us that God just doesn't want us to have fun. He likes to tell us that we're not really free. I can tell you right now, there is more freedom in the church than there is in the world. I can tell you that right now. There is more mercy in the church than there is in this world. Say something stupid on Twitter 5 years ago. And it's funny, there's a cancel culture out there. They don't forgive you. There is more freedom in the house of God. There's more freedom in the ark than there was out in the water. People might have said that the ark was restrictive. People may have said that the ark was bondage. You're locked up. But when the floods came, I bet you there was a whole lot of people pounding on the doors of that ark. I have found in the church, there's a lot of bad smelling people. There's a lot of people that say stupid things. There's a lot of people that will hurt you. But when this world is falling apart, there's one place I want to be, and that's the church. That's where the ark is. That's where the Spirit of God is. That's where the safety is. I may not always like what's going on in the house of God. I may not like everybody I come into contact with. I'm sure there were animals on that ark that Noah and his family were afraid of. But when the floods came, they were sure glad they were on that house with a bunch of smelly animals. I am thankful for the church. I'm not saying we're all a bunch of smelly animals. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm thankful for the church. I'm thankful for the ark. I'm thankful for when the floods hit that the church can rise above that. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-11. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they might believe a lie. God said, I will send a strong delusion to people that do not love truth. Truth. What is truth? John 17:17 says, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. I want to be a person that has a love for the word of God. That when the preacher preaches, I'm not just wanting to hear what I want to hear, but I want to hear the truth. I want to hear the word of God. I want to hear what the Bible says. There's a whole lot of people today that have itching ears. And the moment the preacher says something that they don't like to hear, they're out the door. But I want to hear something that is brought out of the word of God. For this cause, God shall send a strong delusion. Lord, help us not to be deceived. Help us to have a love for truth. Help us to have a love for his word. Help us to have a love for preaching of the truth. It's through the foolishness of preaching that some might be saved. The Bible says that the Father seeks those that worship him in spirit and in truth. in spirit and in truth. It's not enough to just love his spirit. We've got to love his truth. It's not enough just to love his truth. We need to love his spirit. It's by his spirit that we can know him. It's by his word that we can know him. We test his word by the spirit. Or we test the spirit by the word. We test the spirits by the word of God. Everything that we believe is aligned by the word of God. Even in Galatians, Paul said, if we or an angel come to you preaching any other gospel, let him be accursed. That means if a person starts telling you things that are not in the word of God, you go back to the word. If an angel appears to you, hey, it happens. Look how many religions are started by angels. You'd be amazed. If an angel comes to you preaching any other gospel than what is taught in scripture, let him be accursed. Everything is tested by the word of God. Everything must align by the word of God. It's by his word that every revelation that we receive is tested by. It's by his word that every teaching that we receive is tested by. We looked at Eve. We looked at how she fell. We looked at how she was deceived. But I want you to look at Jesus in the wilderness. Satan appears to Jesus when he was vulnerable, when he was hungry, when he was thirsty. Satan appears to him and says, turn these stones to bread. And Jesus' response was, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Satan then appears to him, says, throw yourself off this mountain. Show these people who's God. And Jesus, and it's, what's funny is Satan actually misquoted scripture to try to deceive him there. And Jesus' response is, do not put the Lord God to the test. It is written. Satan then appears a third time, says, bow down and worship me. Jesus' response to him was, it is written, away from me, Satan, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him whole only. How is it that Eve was deceived and Jesus was victorious? It's because Jesus knew how to use the word of God. Jesus knew how to use the word of God. Jesus knew how to use the word of God. He knew how to say scripture. He knew how to handle scripture. You can mishandle scripture. Can you believe that? You can mishandle truth. You can mishandle the Bible. You can use it to be deceptive. Satan used it. Satan used scripture to try to deceive. We see that with Eve. We see that with Jesus. The problem is that Jesus knew the word of God. He knew how to conquer the enemy. He conquered him through the word of God. It was through the written word that Jesus faced down the enemy. It was through submission to the word that Jesus was victorious. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want to know the truth. I don't just want a word. I just don't want a Bible that's conformed to what I want to believe, but I want my life to be conformed to the word. I don't want to conform God, make God in my image. This is the God I want to believe in. This is the Jesus I want to believe in. There's a whole lot of religions that believe in Jesus. But Jesus said, you have to believe on him as the scriptures have said. I don't want to just believe in the Jesus that I want to believe in. I want to believe in the Jesus of the word. I want to believe in the Jesus as the scriptures have spoken. We believe that Jesus is God. We believe that Jesus is Emmanuel. We believe that he is the word manifested in flesh. He's not just the brother of Lucifer. He's not the archangel Michael. He's not just a man. He's not just a prophet, but he is God. I said those things. That's what religions teach. A lot of religions teach that. But we believe not in what religions teach, but we believe in what the word teaches. Too many people these days surround themselves with the voices that they want to hear. They surround themselves with TikTok and Instagram. And I'm not knocking social media, but sometimes there's a lot of voices on social media that will twist truth. And it tickles your ears. And there's a lot of teachers on social media that will tell you what you want to hear. But thank God for a church where there are preachers that will preach the truth. The child of God says to the preacher, preach the truth. The child of God says to the preacher, have liberty. The child of God tells the preacher, tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. The Bible is our basis. The Bible is our foundation. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the word of God. I'm not ashamed of the scripture, because that's where the power is. Our lives are built on this rock. It's interesting because cultures and trends and talking points and philosophies are constantly fluid and changing. You can't keep up with it. If you're right now, you'll be wrong in 10 years. If you're wrong now, just wait 10 years and you'll be right. It's constantly changing. What was considered right and virtuous 10 years ago is considered evil today. What was considered right and virtuous 100 years ago was evil back then is now good. But there's one thing that doesn't change, and that's the word of God. That's why I can stand on that, because it never changes. The world standard is constantly moving. You can't hit it. It's a target you can't hit. You can't keep up. People in the world can't keep up with it. Yesterday's heroes are today's bigots. You know, so you can't keep up with it. But the word of God is never changing. And you can hit that target. You can read that and you know that's not going to change 10 years from now. That's not going to change 100 years from now. That's going to be consistent 1,000 years from now. His word never changes. It never fails. But this world's mindset changes. This world's standard changes. It's impossible to keep up with this world, but the word of God has never changed. It has withstood the test of time. It has withstood every criticism. It's withstood every attack. It's withstood every attempt to discredit it or destroy it. That's why we put our trust in the word of God. That's why the writer says, let God be true and every man a liar. Forget what man says. Forget what the culture preaches. Forget what the media is saying. Just trust in what the writer of the word says. Trust in what the Bible says. Because there is no freedom or victory in this world. But in this kingdom of God, there is freedom. In the kingdom of God, there is deliverance. God did not just save us to leave us in our sin. But he saved us to deliver us from our sin. He didn't save us to leave us a life of constant fear and anxiety, but he saved us to deliver us from fear and anxiety. He has promised the Holy Ghost to every believer, not just an elect few, not to just his apostles, but God has said the gift of the Holy Ghost is for everybody. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power. After that, the gift of the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. He doesn't say you shall go and witness. He says you shall be witnesses, because witnessing is a lifestyle. It's your life. It's who you are. You tell an artist doesn't just do an art. He doesn't just paint. I remember listening to the story of Picasso. Someone saw Picasso in this cafe, and he was drawing on a napkin. And this lady went up to him and basically said, can I buy that from you? Can I buy that from you? And he's like, all right, $60,000. And he's like, $60,000? She's like, $60,000 for that? She's like, I just saw you paint it. No. He's like, no, I've worked on this for the last 60 years. I've been painting this for the last 60 years. To him, he wasn't just doing art. To him, he was an artist. To us, we don't just witness. We are witnesses. It's our lifestyle. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a changed life. When you receive his spirit, you literally receive power to overcome every sin, to overcome every addiction. The Holy Ghost begins a process in you that regenerates you, that makes you a new creature. Titus 3:5-6. I forgot to give this to you. I'm sorry. He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Victory comes through his word, and victory comes through his spirit. Not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. It's through him that we live and move and have our being. It's by his Spirit that our lives begin to change and we are convicted over our sin. The Holy Ghost is for everybody. Peter stood up, and when he preached Acts 2, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I am so thankful that his Spirit is for everybody. I don't know how Christians without his Spirit can go. I don't know how they can live, because I have a hard time even with the Holy Ghost making it sometimes. I'm so thankful for his Spirit. I'm so thankful that he never gives up on us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Oh, thank God. Every tongue that rises up against you, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. We serve a God that cares about us. We serve a God that loved us so much that he poured out his Spirit on everybody. Let's stand. Can we lift our hands? Jesus, we love you, God. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name, Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Spirit, God. We thank you for your truth, God, that you've never given up on us, Lord. You've never left us. You've never forsaken us, God. You've never given up on us, Lord. Jesus, we thank you that if we confess our sin, that you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to lead us and to cleanse us into all unrighteousness. God, we thank you, Lord, for your truth. God, these altars are open. I'd love it if we could fill these altars and just seek his face. I'd love it if we could cry out to him. We serve a good God. I don't worship God because I feel good. I worship God because he is good. In Jesus' name.
Everyone he wages. Brother Ryan Demski for sharing the word with us and our church and the youth. To the youth that are out there, can I get your attention for just 1 minute? Youth. Youth. And if you consider yourself a youth, or maybe you feel youthly or want to be youth, we like to look at the mountaintop as the place we find God. We look at the mountaintop as this great experience where I find God. And this is awesome. And it is easy to have victory in the mountaintop, youth. Don't lose what you feel this week as you go to school, as you go to your jobs, as you go back to your relationships. Okay? It's very easy to do that. And so let's listen to the Spirit of God, and let's listen to the Word of God. God's going to do something awesome. This is the start of something awesome. God's just not at the mountaintops. He's in the valleys as well. And He's with us, giving us victory step by step by step. We're super excited about everything that happened this weekend. Kyle and Alicia, as always, you and your team are phenomenal. Thank you so much. And for all of you that were here, thank you for being a part of service. You're dismissed. We have another service on Wednesday and next Sunday. We'd love to have you back at. And in the meantime, Kyle and Alicia would like all the youth and the youth team up at the front. They're going to take a picture. God bless. Have a great day.